Well, they're in anybody's house nearly, if you're not got mothballs.
Well, you have a lot of...
And your materials. But mothballs is dangerous. You can, if you've got mothballs in the room of your house, and you're living in there, and they're even bagged up, well, you'll be drowsy. It'll make you drowsy, and your head will get to where it feels like it's a coming open and every seam in it, and you won't know it. You can't smell it enough to make you think that it was that, but that's what it is. And of course, we had him in our house here. We got where we wanted to go to sleep all the time.
Really?
And this house is open as it is. And I said, Dad, I don't know. I believe it's them mothballs that's causing us to be sluggish. And we got them out, and we just lined them up like that.
Well, did you have moths after that?
Well, no, we didn't. We had them just to put in with books and stuff.
Oh.
I had a trunk full of books, of little law books, and first one thing, another like that, old books. I've got some 1865, I believe. I've got some books that's 1865. Be 100 and better years old. And then I've got one book, The Letters of George Washington. And I've been offered 50 for it and wouldn't take it. All the letters, all the hits that you wrote about the Delta. And where he's a buying, he's the funniest letter writer you
was
ever
really?
It's the funniest letter.
Yeah.
He'll write a letter about something or other and say, probably ain't worth a goat, this great Delta. Probably ain't worth nothing more a goat, said, but I'll give 10 pounds for it. And said, I want you to buy it. If you need the money, said, I can get all the money that I need, but I don't want you to let it be known that you're buying it from me. Said, buy it in your name. And they'll give Nixon a bad time, but you see what the other presidents done. They done the same thing with the tax money, but they never got caught.
Well, what do you call those bugs that fly around at night with a light in their tail?
Well, we call them lightning bugs.
What about those insects that got long, thin body and filmy wings that fly around a pond? Sometimes say it means there's a snake nearby.
Well, they say it call them snake feeders, but I call them mosquitoes.
Oh, but you have heard snake doctor, I mean snake feeder.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard anybody call it a snake doctor?
Yeah, the white ones is the snake doctor.
Oh, and the other ones is the snake feeder.
Yeah, the snake doctor is the one that's got the body is white.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Well, I've got some of them down there, my pond, and then I've got the other kind.
Then the other kind you call snake feeder.
No, I just call them mosquitoes. I don't think they feed snakes.
You don't?
I don't think them are as doctors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, what kinds of insects do you have around here that would sting you?
Wasps. And we've got one kind that won't, don't reckon he'd sting you without you caught him, and that there is a dirt dauber.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we've got this here cow bug.
Mm-hmm.
That he walks on the ground,
mm-hmm.
and he looks like an ant. He'll sting.